Panthers Radio in association with Zionomics, joined by head coach Corey Nielsen. Corey, the weekend, it was in, you know, two and a bit parts. You know, you had the good game against Clan, half the game really against Belfast before the reversal. Let's take the positives first. Do you see enough in what you saw in Glasgow and then in that first part against Belfast to see that you can be a competitive team down the stretch here?
Well, I think we've been working towards that, obviously. You know, we played, when was it, Belfast at home quite a while ago in the Challenge Cup. And, you know, we managed to win that hockey game, but I don't think we were, you know, super competitive. I don't think we touched puck, to be honest. We defended hard. We played with a lot of courage. But basically, we were just parking the bus and, you know, defending our net the whole night. Whereas, you know, the strides we've made offensively and moving the puck and progressing through the neutral zone and playing some offense against a team as quality as Belfast is, I think it shows really positive strides.
Then the reversal, that the fact that you let five goals in a row to lose a game that you looked totally in control of. What do you put that down to? When you look back, where was the turning point, do you think?
Well, Belfast is, I think their best players, their quality players, really up their intensity towards the end of the game. They really rose their level and they got a bounce on the second goal. You know, it was 3-1. I think it was maybe Levin who had not an empty net, but a really good grade A chance, and that would have been 4-1, and that might have killed them off a bit. But they, you know, 6 seconds, they come back and score a goal with a lucky bounce. And it's, you know, it's those kind of things. You know, the other goal, we made a poor decision in the offensive zone. We had the puck under complete possession and then just gave it away loosely, and they come back and score. And it's those kind of decisions which, you know, we're constantly trying to clean up and problem solve. But until we get those decisions right, we're going to be on the wrong side of those scores.
Strikes me that you went up against Adam Keefe, a person you know well from your GB coaching days. How fun is it to go up against someone that you work closely with? I think your trip to Belfast, you left your little present. but yeah, you know, how fun is it to go toe-to-toe with someone and, you know, someone that you know well?
Yeah, it reminds me of, you know, kind of back in the day when I'd coach against Dougie, and those were always, you know, Doug Christensen, they'd be always, you know, back and forth, a lot of strategy, a lot of little wrinkles we'd throw into game plans just to throw each other off and change things up. And it's a lot the same with Kiefer. I think he's one of the best, definitely one of the best coaches in this league, and he does a great job. They're prepared really well, and not only that, he's got some really incredible talent over there to help him out win games.
Manchester, you go to on Saturday. It's a very different rink, and I know we've talked about this before, to very different rink to Nottingham. Do you have to set up any differently with your pre-game preparations to plan for a rink like Manchester?
Yeah, I mean, in certain contexts, for sure, it's just basically a rink that you have to have a willingness to compete in. Everything happens very fast, so players need to have a willingness to stop on pucks and make good, you know, positive decisions with the puck. But again, there's so many bounces that can go either way, you know, positive or negatively, and we just need to be able to endure and create some momentum in a building like that. And I thought, you know, last time I think we were dreadful. We didn't compete enough in a building like that, and we have to really right that this time around.
Clan then on Sunday, and I was intrigued because when we sat down last week, you've been watching the Clan ahead of that road trip, and you said how they look great. They were really skilled, and you liked where they were as a team. I know you beat them, but they've since gone to Sheffield and won. They came back late the other night to beat Cardiff. Just how good do you think they are right now?
Well, they've created some positive momentum, and winning, you know, makes you feel good, and you make a little bit better decisions, and you know, they're working as a pretty good cohesive unit. I thought when we played against them, We made a lot of great decisions with the puck. We were on the right side of it all night long. We controlled possession, and that's the thing. If you can control your possession against teams like that, then they don't get the puck. If they don't get the puck, they can't do any damage. So that's just going to be a key for us to, again, maintain puck possession.
Thanks, Corey. Have a lovely day.
Thank you. You as well, Chris.